6 Sundays ago, we celebrated Easter. Next Saturday, we will celebrate First Holy Communion in our parish, and next Sunday, the Ascension of the Lord. 2 weeks from now, we will celebrate Pentecost, and in 7 months and 19 days, we will celebrate Christmas. Time moves pretty quickly. So many parents and teachers in our community know this. Seems like the first day of first grade was only a few days ago, and now there's a high school or a college graduation. It seems like the baptism was only a few months ago, and next Saturday is First Communion. Time moves pretty quickly. The images of our memories move quickly. The images of our relationships move so very quickly through our memories. Images are powerful. Images are filled with memory and emotion. They speak to us. Images tell our story. They tell us our history and our values. Images tell us about our relationships. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Images tell us about our unity. I am the vine, and you are the branches. We are precious in the sight of the shepherd, and we draw our life from the vine. We are fed by the shepherd and nourished by the vine. The images move so very quickly. Time moves so very, very quickly. And maybe that's why, when there was only a little time left on that Holy Thursday evening, Jesus spoke so directly. I no longer call you slaves, but my friends. I have called you friends because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. Jesus Christ calls each of us his friend. Now, a sheep is purchased or born into a flock, and a branch springs forth from the vine. But a friend is chosen. A friend shares in the joys. A friend shares in the meal. A friend shares in the hopes and the dreams, the tears and the triumphs. A friend shares in the suffering and in the grief. A friend shares in the silence when words are no longer necessary. And Jesus calls each of us his friend. But friendship is dangerous. It's easy to get hurt. When Jesus calls the disciples his friends at the Last Supper, Judas has already left. Peter, who will deny him only a few hours later, is still reclining at table. The other disciples, who will abandon Jesus so very quickly when the guards arrest him, Jesus calls them friends, and soon after they run away. Friendship is dangerous. It's easy to get hurt. An open heart is easily pierced. And yet, Jesus Christ calls each of us his friend. Jesus calls us friends. He chose us to be his friends. Jesus came to meet us. Think for a moment. Simon and Andrew were not looking for Jesus while they were fishing. Jesus was looking for them. Matthew was not looking for Jesus. Matthew was sitting at the customs post. Jesus was looking for him. Jesus chose his disciples, and he chooses to call them his friends. Jesus called us to be his disciples, and he chooses to call us his friends. We are friends of Jesus Christ. He has called each of us his friend. And that means that we share in the joys and the sufferings in the heart of Jesus Christ. We share in the agony in the garden. We share in the scourging at the pillar. We share in the cross. And we share in the empty tomb. We share in the victory over sin and death. We share in the glory of God which shines on the face of Jesus Christ. For Jesus Christ shares everything with us. We are more than sheep. We are more than branches. We are friends of Jesus Christ. And now, Jesus Christ invites us to his table. We come quickly to the banquet. where Christ our Savior, the high priest of our confession, and the Lamb who once was slain but lives forever, calls us his friends and feeds us for eternal life. Amen.